Your money.
Welcome everybody to Daily Dozen. My name is PC Tunney. I got some sports daily knowledge coming at you right here on the Twitter at PC Daily Dozen, live Monday through Friday mornings. 12 minutes of the sports info you need daily. We're here, episode number one. Happy New Year, everybody. You're listening to us, like I said, on Twitter, watching me right now, or through thechairshot.com, and also 12-ounce sports radio. So go to thechairshot.com. Also check out 12-ouncesportsradio.com. That's where you'll find me. Right now, let's get into the topics of the day. We're going to start out in the NHL, get a little bit of box score bully on you. Las Vegas Golden Knights would take over Toronto, beating them 6-3. Anaheim, downing Arizona 5-2. The Lightning would shut out Columbus, also scoring 5 goals, winning 5-0. Red Wings topping Pittsburgh 4-1. Edmonton shut out by Winnipeg, another 5-0 score. The Avalanche put up 6 goals, defeating the Islanders 6-1. Dallas, another shutout victor, 6-0 over the Sharks. And Calgary, a winner in overtime over the Blackhawks. Folks, Tampa Bay leads that Eastern Conference in points as we're almost midway through the season. In addition to, how about Las Vegas? How about that? How about a kudos to their management and ownership coming out with such a strong team right off the bat, huh? Those two teams are your leaders atop each conference in the NHL. Let's slide over to the NBA today, folks. Some good games last night, especially the Lakers and the Rockets. We're going to get to that one shortly. Just going to go over a couple of scores here for you. I know Chris Paul had a big game in that one. We'll get to that. The Wizards would top the Bulls 114-110. Pacers down by the Timberwolves 107-90. Brooklyn comes up just short on the road at Boston 108-105. How about them Clippers winning at home against Charlotte 106-98? Kings losers at home against Memphis winning 114-96. Oklahoma City loser at home to Dallas 116-113. And Philadelphia, a road winner in Phoenix, 123-110. Houston, 148 over no Lonzo Ball on the court for the Lakers for the fourth straight game with a sprained shoulder, but 148-142, double overtime. James Harden would leave the game with 40 points and an injury in the fourth quarter, but Chris Paul putting up 15 in overtime of his 28 to take the Rockets to a victory. Rockets looking really solid this year. I would say the Spurs would also have to be up there. Oklahoma City looking kind of rough. Like, they're not really getting their stuff together. People thought they would be a lot better. And then, of course, Boston playing lights out on the other side, Eastern Conference. And LeBron's always in it. You know that, right, folks? Couple of good games going on today. The Bucks at the Raptors. Magic at the Nets. Lakers and Timberwolves. And then we also have the Trailblazers and Bulls tonight. That is going to round it up for the NBA. Folks, let's get into the last day of the NFL season. All right, and what an NFL season it was. Lots of injuries, lots of big names injured. But the season is all over with now. We have our playoff bracket. We know when the teams are playing. We just don't know what network it's going to be on yet, apparently. Or maybe we do. I don't know. I got the times. I don't have the networks. You're going to have to check that out for yourself. Let's go over the scores from week 17. The Giants winners over the Redskins. Was this Kirk Cousins' last game? I don't know. As a Redskin, 18-10 winners. Packers down by the Lions, 35-11. And boy, the Packers just don't look the same without Aaron Rodgers. Colts winners, 22-13 over the Texans. Dallas would shut out Philadelphia. Eagles really with not much to play for. 6-0 game. Really happy I didn't watch that. Sounds pretty damn boring to me, huh, folks? Patriots winners, 26-6. They lock up that top seed, of course, in the AFC. How about the Minnesota Vikings? Number 2 seed in the NFC Conference. They defeat Chicago 23-10 yesterday. The Pittsburgh Steelers make sure the Cleveland Browns have the second ever 0-16 season. 28-24 victors. They're your number 2 seed. A lot of people looking for that New England-Pittsburgh matchup in a possible AFC championship game. Buffalo Circle the Wagons. They're in the playoffs, folks. 22-16 winners over Miami. They got a little help from the Bengals, who would come back and defeat Baltimore 31-27. What a game that was. Marvin Lewis's last game, apparently. Some other coaching changes to speak of. Oakland losers to the Chargers. Chargers had a great season. Not going to make the playoffs, though. But Del Rio out. Could Gruden be in? Could we see Chucky? Chucky taking the Raiders to Vegas. Folks, I don't know. Let's talk about this for a minute. John Gruden, do you really think that he wants to leave the life of luxury and short evenings and time off at ESPN and a nice contract that he does have there to go back and go through the grind and the stress and the long nights and the long hours and dealing with all the players? I'll tell you what, though, if he does, he really hasn't been away from the game that much. Think about all the things he's done, all the people he's talked to researching these Monday night games, talking to coaches about their coaching game plans, about how they're going to utilize players. He interviews all these quarterbacks coming in. So he's not away from the game. He's still around it. That's for sure, right? So could Gruden come back? I think he could. Do I think he will? I just don't think so. Now, the Raiders apparently are putting on the full court press. Apparently, Gruden does really like David Carr. So we'll see what happens. I think they'd definitely be a better offensive team for it. That's for sure. So to be continued, the John Gruden front in Oakland. Let's get through the rest of the scoreboard. Atlanta defeating the Carolina Panthers 22-10. I believe Cam Newton got picked off three times yesterday. Not good for the Panthers, but the Falcons win their way into the playoffs, which is pretty good. I mean, folks, think about the letdown last year after that, you know, just gigantic giveaway at the end, second half of the Super Bowl. They had that game won. But kudos to the Patriots and kudos to the Falcons for making it back to the playoffs. Who knows what will happen? They don't look quite the same this year as they did last. Maybe they'll catch fire again. Arizona downing Seattle 26-24. Could that have been Larry Fitzgerald's last game? Could Seattle be having coaching changes? I don't know. There needs to be some turnover in Seattle. That's an old defense right now. So Jacksonville Jaguars would lose to Tennessee, who needed the win to get into the playoffs, and they are in. 15-10 winners over Jacksonville. Congratulations to both of those teams making the playoffs. Jacksonville looking like a real solid team that could contend with such a good defense. And if Blake Bortles can play well, you obviously have Leonard Fournette, when healthy, running all over the field. Tennessee Titans, congrats to them. You know, Marcus Mariota, let's see if he can get a playoff victory now. San Francisco 49ers, what a way to end the year, the winning streak that they're on. Jimmy Garoppolo looks like the real deal, and they're going to have a team to be reckoned with come next year for sure. Add a few weapons on defense. They're victors 34-13 over the Los Angeles Rams, and good for the Los Angeles Rams for making the playoffs and turning that ship around. Boy, oh boy. I hate to say it, but maybe Jeff Fisher just wasn't the guy for that team, obviously. So good for them. Kansas City, victory going into the playoffs, beating Denver in Denver 27-24. And the shocker of the day, New Orleans Saints losing 31-24 at Tampa Bay. Who'd have thought Tampa would have come out and had such an interesting game and defeat the Saints? But the Saints are still in there. And that's the alarm, folks, right there. That means we got 3 minutes left in the show right there. 3 minutes left here on Daily Dozen. New Orleans Saints, I don't know. We'll see what happens in the playoffs. Let's get to that playoff picture, huh? The Saints got the last game on Sunday. They're going to be taking on the Carolina Panthers, over under 48.5 in that game. I don't know. Do you think that Breeze will show up or Cam will show up? They've both been really up and down. Hopefully that both defenses will show up as well. See if we have a lot of turnovers in this game. That's what I'm predicting. Saints minus six. The Buffalo Bills, they're going to Jacksonville. Jags minus seven. I like the Jags here. I just don't see Buffalo's offense being able to move the ball at all in Jacksonville. That's going to be your early Sunday game. Saturday night, Atlanta at LA. Boy, this is a tough one, folks. The Rams are looking so good. Atlanta, I still feel like they could be the team coming out of the NFC. So 5.5-point dogs. We'll see what happens there. And then kicking it off Saturday afternoon, Tennessee at Kansas City. Like I said, once again, good for Tennessee. What a great job of getting to the playoffs this year. We'll see what happens. What kind of Andy Reid is going to show up? That team that he had in the beginning of the year, that offensive juggernaut? Or are we going to see the team that struggles with Alex Smith at quarterback and all those questions? So, folks, right there, that is your NFL playoff preview. You know what's going on there. Now, the big news, it's all happening tonight, isn't it? It's all happening tonight. We have the college football playoff semifinals. Georgia taking on Oklahoma. Baker Mayfield, Heisman Trophy winner, and that excellent Georgia defense. Obviously, those defenses in the SEC are so quick and so deadly. Alabama rematch with Clemson. This is what I'm looking forward to, folks. I think Alabama's coming out on top. I think Georgia's coming out on top. I think we're going to have an all-SEC final. That's where I'm going right now. I'm looking for Baker Mayfield to put up some points today. But Georgia's just, they got too much in the backfield. And as far as Alabama and Clemson is concerned, I think Nick Saban, he really wants to avenge the loss he had last year. So without Deshaun Watson, we'll see if Clemson's defense can still be as dynamic against Alabama, folks. All right, that all happens tonight on the worldwide leader ESPN starting at 5 Eastern. So a lot of football tonight, NFL playoffs next week. I want to shout out to everybody, thechairshot.com, 12OunceSportsRadio.com. Go there. If you have comments, questions, and concerns, you always know you can hit me up at PC Daily Dozen. We did it again, folks. We got a new show out. Take me out, Lil Wayne, baby. Happy New Year, mofos. That's 12 minutes. A millionaire, I'm a young money millionaire, tougher than Nigerian.